ESPN Wisconsin app.
Teams like the Browns, the Packers, they have no right playing in a dome. And the fact that the Browns are getting an indoor stadium, it sets me off.
Obviously.
It does.
That's right. It's time we once again get fired up and kick off the damn sports show. Presented by Real Sports Cards and Waupun.
A show that is often.
And of course, we can count on Ashley to keep him in check. She just might be the biggest Taylor Swift fan at the station.
They are champagne.
Shout out Taylor Swift.
Oh, give me a break.
It's hard to tell. They cover everything. Title Town, pro, college, and high school sports around South Central Wisconsin. Even if it's the Wisconsin Badgers, for better or worse.
Talk about how bad the Badgers are. Bring the sadness. Another year that they fail to meet the Sweet 16. Another year they don't get to a bowl. It's a disaster in Camp Randall.
Catch it all on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Happy Friday, Dodge County, Wisconsin. And it is a beautiful Friday, if I'm allowed to say that today, Ashley. Got chastised yesterday for calling it a beautiful Thursday. Am I permitted?
You said it was beautiful and it was storming out, Wally.
Every day it's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
It's another day that we get to talk everything Wisconsin sports. We get to talk the result of the mandatory minicamp over there for the Green Bay Packers. The Milwaukee Brewers welcome in the Philadelphia Phillies this weekend. And a potential preview at a couple Cy Young candidates and front runners, frankly, as two of the best in the entire game will be taking on each other over the coming days. Then, of course, shout out to the Lomira Lions, the girls softball team playing for a state title after getting a 10-run win earlier today in the semifinal. Did that all in five innings. So another chance for Lomira to add another gold trophy into their trophy cases. Ashley Dobrzynski, how are you doing today?
I am phenomenal, Walter. How are you?
I am fantastic. Anytime. It's sunny day. It's a Friday. We get to
we
go
get it.
Home.
It is nice weather.
We're watching tonight. We got the U.S. men's national team in the World Cup. We get to watch Jacob the Mizorowski go back out there and possibly bolster his Cy Young candidacy.
It's a great day.
Couple beverages maybe going down, but not until after we get to talk to the one and only, the great Jason Wilde. And
Day's
you can hear him
better
on Wilde and Tausch weekdays from 9 a.m. until noon across ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. And you can read all of his written work under the Packers tab on channel3000.com. Jason, it is a beautiful Friday, and I'm curious, with so many of these sports going on right now, whether it's the World Cup, whether it's the Stanley Cup, the NBA championship, Brewers baseball, when you catch yourself in those rare evenings where you actually get a little bit of time, which are you turning on? What are we turning into?
I'm watching this show on CBS called CIA.
Interesting.
I'm getting caught up on that. It's from Dick Wolf, who, of course, made all those Law & Order series. So that's what I'm watching. No, I'm... I said that to Tausch, and he got irritated with me, so I wanted to test it out on you guys. I'm going to watch the World Cup game tonight for sure. Does Antonio Freeman's kid actually play?
I think so.
I'd be completely lying here, Jason, if I told you that I was in tune with the international soccer scene except for this six-week stretch every 4 years.
Yeah, so I don't know either. I've seen a bunch of stories about it. Obviously, I covered Free. We're roughly the same age. I think his rookie year was 95. And my rookie year, if you don't have my rookie card, it's extremely valuable, was 96. So, I'm excited to watch. I hope his son does play because that's a really cool story. And for all of us sports dads, that's like the... obviously the top of the mountain. So that would be cool to watch him. Otherwise, I know Mizomania is great and I'm certainly in favor of it, but I used to love playing baseball, and certainly when I was growing up, most of the baseball games were not on television. So I loved listening to baseball with Bob Uecker and, you know, our buddy TV stuff. You know, I certainly enjoyed that, but I don't watch a lot of baseball games. I have too much other stuff to do. It is my favorite sport though, to have on in the background when I'm writing. I don't do that with golf because it makes me fall asleep, but certainly baseball is a great sport to have when you're not really paying attention, and then when something exciting happens, maybe you look up to see what it was.
Yeah, you're basically watching the highlights. It's just as they happen. You're getting five or six times in a night.
Exactly.
I like that. Well,
thanks,
Jason,
for understanding
before
me, Walter.
I got you, Jason. And when you said that the free story, that's a cool story. But I heard another cool story in there. 96 was your rookie year. Do we have an exact date of your start date?
Yeah, so I started at the State Journal on May 10th, and I one of the reasons why I love you guys, and whether it's been you and Ashley or you and who's the guy before her again? I know his dad really well.
I think it was
Chad Dern a lot. I can't remember his name, but he was good. He's a talented guy. I really like him too. And then obviously Corey, but like you guys are kind of doing, and this is why I love our program in Beaver Dam. Because I really do think it's important to kind of work your way up. And certainly there's people that, you know, they get out of Syracuse University and they're working, covering an NFL team right away. And, you know, I covered everything, man. I covered Badger women's soccer. I covered softball, which I know is near and dear to Ashley's heart. I mean, I really did. I covered rowing crew, as we like to call it. Like, I did it all. And I think it made me much better at what I do. And I just think there's so much value in that. And what you guys are doing down there is so awesome. So keep up the great work. But, like, I'm not sure if I didn't do and cover the team that I cover, what my career arc would be like. Like, I don't think I could have done, like, if somebody said, hey, you're going to cover the Brewers. Like, those dudes cover 162 games. Like, mm-hmm. No, thank you. I'd like to see my children once in a while. So that's not really my thing. And so when I kind of look at the big picture of things, I was really, really lucky. 96 was my first year, and obviously the Packers were a Super Bowl favorite. And yet the State Journal only had a guy named Kent Youngblood, who is one of my biggest mentors, covering the team. And they were like, hey, we need somebody to help Kent out. The workload is too much. And I never said no to any assignment ever. So I was like, sure, absolutely. And the rest is kind of history. So, and Free was one of my guys. We still stay in touch. I have not been pestering him. I knew about his son being on the team, but I figured I didn't want to be too much of a hassle. But now that he's doing all these interviews, now I got to get him on Wilde and Tausch next week.
Well, we'll make sure we're listening to that. First of all, thank you for the compliment yourself, and congratulations on 30 years. We're excited for the next 30. But Jason, you got 30 at least left. Don't you laugh at me.
I do. So I have told Paula that my goal, and maybe I should start by doing some GLP-1, is to cover the team for 50 years.
Oh.
So this will be season 31, so that would mean I'd have 19 to go. I don't know if that's actually realistic or not, but that's kind of my thought process. So let's just get through 31 first, okay, and then we'll worry about the ones that come after that.
Sounds like a good plan. I'll get the Wildy Wing ready here in 20 years, but before then,
Wildy Wing.
The Wildy Wing matters. That's important.
I don't want it anywhere near the Bates Wing. Okay.
The Bates Wing's in the basement.
Gotta keep them separated.
Bates Wing is very much underground. I'm sure it's probably like right next to the kitchen, frankly.
It's like a bunker. Yeah.
Jason, I got a hard time yesterday from Ashley and your producer of Wilde and Tausch, Jesse Nelson, because we talked on Wednesday and I told you then I really have a hard time putting stock into anything that happens in mandatory training camp, with the exception sometimes of special teams, because it's the one job that really doesn't change when you're going through it in practice to the game day outside of the massive difference of the fans. The Trace Mack stuff, I said yesterday, I don't have the panic button on my desk, but I have the drawer open and I have easy access to the panic button. I'm curious, this time of year, rookie kicker, with everything in recent history with the Packers kicking woes, where's the team's like confidence and where's the team's level of patience? If he's struggling in the middle of the year, where are the teams going to be at?
Yeah, it's a great question, Walter, because and look, I'm not, and I was saying this to Tausch today before we had Ryan Longwell on, who was absolutely phenomenal, kind of giving us a glimpse into not only his connection to Trey Smack, but what Lucas Haversick is probably thinking as he goes through the process of being the, you know, kind of the forgotten man, not the draft pick. But I would say a couple things. First of all, like, this is why I asked Brian Gutekunst, and before I say this, I want to be very clear. Trey Smack could end up being a star-spangled, awesome NFL kicker, and all this will be a prelude before he does that. So, in fairness to him, missing a 35-yard field goal during a mandatory minicamp practice at the end of the two-minute drill does not make or break your career. Mm-hmm. How you respond to the tough days and how you respond to the really successful days is what will make or break your career. And we'll see what he's made of, because we don't know that yet. We don't know him that well yet. But I look at what has transpired so far and think, you know what, this is why most teams that are in the position that the Packers are in of being a potential Super Bowl team, which is certainly what they think of themselves as, this is why they don't have rookie kickers usually, because they're unreliable by nature, mm-hmm. right? I mean, think about when they had Anders Carlson as their kicker. Like, they did that. And look, in fairness to Anders, early in the year, he started really strong. I think between field goals and extra points, he made his first 16 kicks. That's nothing to sneeze at.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that they didn't know they were going to be good, right? And then they turned out to be really good, and they basically had the 49ers on the ropes in Santa Clara. And if they win that game, they're in the NFC Championship game. And they have a hell of a lot better chance of winning that game if Anders Carlson makes a very makeable 41-yard field goal during the fourth quarter when the Packers already had the lead, and it would have pushed the lead to 7 if he'd have made it. I mean, those kicks matter. And so, again, I don't know what Trey Smack ultimately will be. No one does, including Goody. But my point to Goody when I asked him this question, which is probably why he doesn't like me as much as he used to, is because of questions like these. But, like, why would you get back on the roller coaster? Yeah. You know what it's like. It's not like he's never had a rookie kicker before, right? He had Anders Carlson, and then the next year he went with Braden Narveson, also a rookie, right? And so he has chosen to do this, which is fine, and maybe he will be proven right, and this will turn out to be a very smart acquisition. I just personally, my opinion, which I am not a certified general manager in the National Football League. I don't even play one on the radio. But my opinion is never draft a kicker or a punter. Let them go through all their growing pains with some other team and let them suck with those teams. And then when the light goes on, as is usually the case with a lot of these guys, after a few years, that's when you want to get them. Now, there are guys that are exceptions to that rule, right? Ryan Longwell, who joined us today, being one of them. Mason Crosby, who obviously did it starting in 2007 as a sixth-round pick, is another example. But history is littered with guys that were not very good as rookies, and like Anders Carlson, didn't even make it to a second year because it was so disappointing.
What was the real, I guess, the reasoning between actually letting go of Brandon McManus and not at least letting them compete with each other? Was it truly just to instill confidence in him, or is there other reasons why they made that move when they did?
Yeah, it's a really good question, because I still don't understand it. Now, I was told by multiple people that work in the building that it was not a case of him being released at his behest. He did not ask to be released, which I think I and many others kind of thought that must be why, right? I mean, because why else would you do this, to your point? Like, this is doesn't Trey Smack need the competition? Isn't that good? Like, my question to Matt LaFleur had been, you know, competition is a bedrock of what you do here. Why mm-hmm. would you not have competition at kicker? And so if he didn't ask to be released, then what other possibilities are there? I don't know this for a fact. I do know that last year when Lucas Haversick came in, I did not get the sense that Brandon McManus was the greatest, like, older brother mentor figure guy.
Okay.
I didn't get the sense that he was particularly interested in that role. I didn't get the sense he was particularly good at that role. Now, were they concerned about, you know, how he would treat a rookie? Maybe. I don't know that. But otherwise, it's just, hey, we don't want to put our guy through an intense competition with a guy who's kicked in a Super Bowl. We'd rather have him compete with Lucas Haversick, who's kind of that guy still trying to find himself. So, again, I don't know. It's a great question. And if Trey Smack fails, you know, then we'll have more questions about why they chose to go the route they did.
It looks like Zach Tom is possibly
actually,
not.
I thought you left.
I know.
Wally just dominates, doesn't he?
He just has so many questions.
Yeah. That's because he doesn't have very many answers.
That's very true.
Yes, but yeah.
By the way, I'm going to start taking Ashley with me wherever I go because she is the best laugh track. Like, no one, Paula, the girls, yeah. My colleagues, my friends, no one thinks I'm as funny as Ashley seems to. And I don't know what that says about her, but I would be concerned.
And it's an infectious laugh. I don't say many nice things on air.
Aww.
But it's an infectious
Walter.
Laugh.
I've gotten told a lot that I just like laugh like at everything.
Well, you do.
You're just it's your default setting is laughter. Dude,
yeah.
That's awesome. No,
thank you.
Well, again, I appreciate you making me feel like I'm funnier than I actually am.
You're welcome. Zach Tom.
Wait a minute. You're supposed to say, no, you're really funny, Jason. It's not just me. Everyone agrees. They all think you're funny. But
Wally and I have had the conversation
no, I take it all back.
Multiple times about how you're the funniest guy we know.
Well, you guys must not know very many people. You gotta get out more.
Zach Tom. We do not think he's going to...
Oh, yeah, Zach Tom, yeah.
We don't think he's going to... Well, he doesn't know if he's going to be ready for the season opener. You talked with him the other day. If he's not ready to go, who do you think the Packers are going to go with for the start of right tackle?
Yeah, really great question because I think it's been... This is the one interesting thing that has kind of come out of the offseason program, for me anyway. Because as we know, I think it was Dan Campbell that called their practices pajama parties, which, again, pretty funny line. I give, you know, from one funny guy to another, I thought that was really good by Dan. But, like, there really isn't much, right? There isn't really any major takeaways. And I can't even say that there's, like, takeaways of, oh, this guy's a really good guard. Like, I don't know. They're not in pads. They're not really getting after each other the way they would in a normal practice. But the fact that Jager Burton has not worked at left guard and right guard when guys weren't able to go, which is Zach Tom. You know, the one part of it is Zach Tom not practicing, so they've used Darian Kennard at right tackle most of the time, but then they also had a week where they had Kennard and Anthony Belton split reps as the number one right tackle, and then Belton would be at his regular right guard spot. And when he wasn't, that's when Burton went in at right guard. So they're cultivating some options there. They also have a guy named Travis Glover, who, poor guy, the last time he was in a game was that game in Philly in the playoffs when he really, really struggled. So he's an option. But I still am unimpressed I lack confidence in their depth. So, you know, as you read, which is kind of you to have noticed, you know, Zach Tom wants to be ready for the first day of camp. Whether or not that's realistic, I would venture to say no. I mean, he did have a torn patellar tendon. I know it was a partial tear, but and they didn't do surgery. They did surgery to clean out the damaged part, but apparently that the rest of it heals on its own, which I had no idea that was the case. But when I kind of look at where they're at that position, if I'm a Packers fan, I'm still a little nervous. Like, you know, and we talked about earlier, I don't know if it was last week or on Wednesday, but you know, didn't go great for Jordan Morgan against LVN this week. So it'll be interesting to see what they do once the pads come on, but they have some options behind Zach Tom. I think Zach Tom is concerned that he won't get enough practice time, but I think the timeline for his recovery of being cleared for football should allow him to be ready for the opener. Just a question of how effective they'll be.
Jason, we appreciate the time as always. One last one as we go out the door, if you don't mind. You wrote about...
I do mind.
Let's see, this is the key. You taught me this when I started 18 months ago or so. If you say that and you immediately go into the question, you really can't say no.
It's true. And I wouldn't say no anyway. I mean, you know me well enough by now. But yeah, go ahead. I'm still going to give you a hard time about it, though.
No, absolutely. You should. But I know that you're personally a pretty big fan of the person that Bo Melton is, but it seems like it pales in comparison to the way that the Packers locker room feels about him. Can you shed a little light on what it is that makes Bo Melton such a special piece of the culture in Green Bay?
Yeah, you know, he's everything you want in a teammate. He's always upbeat and energetic. He's incredibly loyal to his guys, which, you know, is one of my number one. It is my number one. I think all the other stuff comes off of loyalty. If you're loyal, then you're also going to be loving and supportive and all those other things. And he's the ultimate take one for the team guy, right? Like, yes, obviously he wanted to stay employed, so that was part of the equation of him moving to corner last year. But how many guys have done that in the NFL and hadn't played corners in a game since high school? Like, he did it a little bit when he got to Rutgers in practice, and they were like, no, you're definitely a wide receiver. And so for him to have done that, I thought, just reinforced how his teammates felt about him. But, you know, it's just funny. Like, he's this way with all of his teammates. I'm obviously not his teammate, but like, every time he sees me, hey, Jace, what's up? Hey, Jason. Like, guys don't do that. Even the guys that I have good relationships with, he's one of one. Kind of like you are, Wally.
Well, thank you. Very nice of you, Jason. Well, that's a good way for me to...
You can't play corner or wide receiver, though.
Well, see, no, I like this. This is a good way for me to feel good about myself going into the weekend. It's going to go to my head, but I definitely appreciate it very much. But, Jason...
Truth.
I know I kept you way too long. I talked too much. I'm going to put myself in timeout again when we get to Wednesday next week.
I got to say, what are you doing over there? Like, I mean, what do you think you are, Wilde and Tausch, where you just go, like, we had Brian Longwell on for like 30-some minutes today. Oh, hey, we got a few breaks to catch up on. So I will let you guys go. Ashley, I thought you crushed it today. It was really nice of Walter to let you get one question in.
I know.
Maybe next week you'll get two total if you're lucky.
Here's hoping.
Oh, Jason, you're the man. We'll see you next Wednesday.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
There's the great Jason Wilde. Again, you can hear him on Wilde and Tausch weekdays from 9 a.m. until noon across ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. It felt good in my hands today, Dobes. I'll be better next week. I'm telling you, this is a pre-warning to you. I'm putting myself in detention.
Wally,
you were going to
leave
that on Wednesday.
Wally. What kind of person would I be if I didn't let you have the spotlight?
I'm passing it back to you.
No, Wally, please.
I'm going to be sitting.
No, Wally, let me finish.
Okay, Wade. No.
I like to say that I'm America's friend, which means I'm everybody. Well, I don't know if that plays anymore, but I'm everyone's friend, Walter. And if you want to talk a lot, you know what? You can. If you need to hear your voice, then I'm just going to...
I was going to say, this felt like it was a veil. We were going to get there in the end. We did.
Yeah, I can't be that nice to you for that long.
That's all right. This is what I get. I say a compliment during that segment. Now I'll learn from this.
You did. But I'm honored that... Well, not really. It's not like an honor, but I do like laugh a lot.
You and I both do. That's the problem with us in the office, is it just turns into a laugh track in the office.
Well, yeah. Because, you know, why not?
Life's too short. Have to laugh. Enjoy yourself a little bit.
Exactly. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. We'll treat you to some more Packers talk right on the other side of the break. More of that coming up here on the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Okay, class, let's begin.
Psst. Love your boots. I just sold a pair like that on eBay.
Oh, really? I actually...
Yeah, it took like 2 seconds to list, and they sold almost immediately. I've been selling everything lately. Some chunky boots, a faux fur coat I never wore, and a vintage chair that was more of an expensive clothing rack.
You know, I actually bought these on eBay. Wait, are you Kitty Sell Stuff from Brooklyn?
Okay, quiet, please.
Find what you love, sell what you don't. eBay. Things people love.
This Father's Day, do more with Dad and spend less with low prices guaranteed at the Home Depot. Get him fired up with a new grill and accessories, like the Next Grill 5-Burner for just $299, so you can spend more time together while he becomes the grill master he was always meant to be. Or build memories with savings on top brand power tools so you can tackle projects side by side. Gift more and do more together this Father's Day with help from the Home Depot. Exclusions apply. See homedepot.com/pricematch for details.
Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and more on the Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Stay tuned to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
If you are looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards, head on over to Real Sports Cards in Waupun or check out their app. Whether you're into sports cards or Pokemon, Real Sports Cards has you covered. With live break streaming right there on the app, you can grab individual cards on the go. You can be a part of a group and watch for your favorite players and teams as those packs get open. Go to the Apple or Google Play Store today. Look for the orange logo on the screen right now and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards, your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. Wally Lukashinsky, Ashley Dobrzynski, welcome back into the Damn Sports Show. I'm interested, Ashley. We just got off the line with Jason Wilde from Wilde and Tausch, and their show, much like our own, seems to have a little bit of a rift when it comes to the Trace Mack performance, or at least the anticipation of potentially having some rough roads?
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Jason saying that doesn't make me feel great.
So you and Jesse, we're putting you on Trace Mack watch.
Yeah, and then Jason brings up a good point about all the rookie kicker stuff. I guess I never really took that into account, and hearing, again, Jason saying he's covered the team for, as you heard, 31 years, he might know a little more about the rookie kicker game. Well, and I have to applaud him for that. You know, I feel...
I'm trying to think, and I'm trying to pull it up right now. I don't know how many teams in NFL history, now that I've come to think about it, have won a Super Bowl when they've had a rookie kicker making all the kicks or taking all the kicks. I can't imagine it's a very long list. Typically, it's an established vet, and even a guy that maybe he's not the best kicker in the world, you at least know they know what the stage is going to look like, that they're not going to shrivel in that moment. That's, I guess, just a concern I have, that you bring in a guy that is going to be kicking in snowy Lambeau, is going to be kicking in high-pressure games this year, and it's a team and a fan base that's going to have zero time to let him really settle in. If they struggle in the first month and a half kicking the ball and the Packers come out 2-4, we know this fan base isn't going to sit there and be like, no problem, give him some time.
Oh, hell no.
He'll be all right. That scares me.
I just, like, really... cannot understand, and Jason explained this to us a while ago. I don't get it, how rookie kickers struggle so much in the NFL. I don't. And I know there's something to it, but it just doesn't make sense to me.
I'm looking at it right now, and I'm taking AI at its word, because you know when you type into Google now, it doesn't just give you like articles that pop up. It like gives you the AI first, and I'm trying to find the only rookie kicker that was the primary starting rookie kicker that won a Super Bowl was all the way back in 1971.
Wow.
The Baltimore Colts. The Baltimore Colts had Jim O'Brien, and they won. Credit to that kicker, too. He hit the rookie kicker hit a 32-yard game-winning field goal with 5 seconds left to win the Super Bowl, so that's got to be pretty damn cool.
Wow.
But that's crazy to me. But he was technically drafted by the first couple of weeks here. Jake Elliott in Super Bowl 52 kicked for the Eagles in their Super Bowl, but he was technically drafted by the Bengals and spent the first couple of years. So there's a couple on here that weren't able to. Jake Moody didn't get the win when they played for the 49ers, but he wasn't really the problem there, but he had issues. It's something I never really considered before, that you really kind of need that veteran that you know is going to be able to, hold up?
Yeah. That's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of pressure for a kid. What? He's younger than me, probably.
No, I was actually just laughing, thinking about a discussion that I had on here with Corey Sparks and Pablo Iglesias a couple of years ago, talking about hitting a 35-yard field goal, and they both thought that they'd be able to walk over to Beaver Dam High School and make one.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, wait, sorry, continue.
No, I just, it hit me because, I with every passing day, and when you hear more of these kickers struggle for, little brief stints here and there, I think you could give me an hour over at the Beaver Dam field, and I'd make one of every 25 kicks, maybe.
So this is a great point that you bring up, because my lovely brother told my whole family at Thanksgiving a couple years ago, there is no way. 35-yard field goal is not hard at all. And everybody's like, Michael, you cannot, or not everybody, my dad. Michael, you cannot make it. What are you thinking? My brother's like, hell no. Let's get a ball. I'll be fine. So my dad's like, okay, I have to see this. So he gets a football. Michael paces it out, goes up to kick, dribbles it down. Just dribbles it down.
Like an onside kick.
Yep. And my dad was like, huh. And my brother was like, yeah. You can't. It's a lot harder than people think. Unless you've played soccer.
I can't remember how. It's probably actually been 10 or 15 years now. Do you remember when the point after touchdown, the PAT was actually from the 2-yard line instead of the 15?
I don't know if I remember it, but I remember hearing about
that. That makes me sick to my stomach. But anyways, that's not the point.
Why? Oh, because I'm young.
Yeah, you're a Ute. I remember in high school, before practice, one of the days when I was out in Ohio, we were all lining up and trying the NFL point after touchdown. And I'm telling you, I think I went 1 for 10.
I kind of want to do this now.
We might have to. I would love to actually get out there. We might have to talk to Brock Lindy, see if we can go out there and do something with the fellas.
I have a
football. Football season starting up here soon.
Oh my gosh, yeah, they do. It's June.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, let's talk.
All right, let's talk.
I don't think I could make it, but I don't think you could make it either.
No, and at least that's where you and I are. We're going to at least almost be supporting each other, because we both think we're going to fail.
I don't know if anybody in this office can make it.
I don't know.
I don't think Charlie Dern could.
I don't know. I think it'd
Wade
be between
Bates, maybe.
Jake Hayes, Dylan Rhodes, Nick Doden's, all very strapping young men. I'm sure somebody could.
I don't, no offense to all of those guys. Nick's the only one I think could possibly do it. I think Dylan would fall.
Dylan would fall, or you want to talk about an onside kick. He'd hit it as hard as he can, and he'd probably deck somebody.
Or he'd hit the ground. He'd kick the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you're talking me into it. But, all right, that's good to know, because I'm going to talk to head coach of the Beaver Dam football team, Brock Lindy, see if we can get out there this year. Trying to lean into it more this next coming school year, where we can get out there more on the scene. But that's a good place to remind everybody, too. We're going to try next week to get different athletes from the spring sports team in here for studios. So follow along. We'll make sure that we give a heads up on our Twitter page, and make sure that we give a heads up on Facebook when we do have those athletes coming in. So keep an eye on that. And next week we will wrap up the Beaver Dam spring season in style. When we come back, a Cy Young preview, perhaps. We have two of the best NL pitchers in baseball that will be pitching at AmFam Field this weekend. That's coming up next on the Dam Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
This is Eli Wilkie, operations coordinator of the Badgers men's basketball team.
And you're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Partner your business with the most famous four letters in sports, ESPN. For more information, click on the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com.
I'm Justin Wilski with your ESPN News. The Dodge County Historical Society is hosting its free Ghost Story Festival today, happening from 7:30 to 9 p.m. Beaver Dam residents can help paint a mural honoring an Olympic silver medalist. This is happening at the Dodge County Center for the Arts tomorrow from 10 until noon. Dodge County is moving forward with network infrastructure upgrades. This project will replace existing network switches with new equipment. The DNR is asking Wisconsinites to weigh in on how PFAS funding should be used. And finally, the United Way of Dodge County is launching its first Driving Change golf outing. This golf outing set for August 29th at Old Hickory Golf Club in Beaver Dam. I'm Justin Wilski. This has been your ESPN News.
Your home for Beaver Dam High School Golden Beaver Athletics is Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get your project started right with our huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, from installing a walkway to setting a post. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Ballweg Implement is your John Deere lawn care headquarters. On new John Deere compact utility tractors, they can offer 0% financing and cash off for qualified applicants on many models. Make your spring yard work easier with a John Deere compact utility tractor and additional cash off with two or more of the 100 attachments available. Stop in Saturday at 9 for their zero-turn mower service clinic and ride drive. Drive the full line of models at their Beaver Dam location. Visit Ballweg Implement in Waupun and Beaver Dam to see the full line of John Deere lawn care solutions or online at ballweg.biz.
Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial for consumer and ag use only. Down payment may be required. Available now through August 4th.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Wisconsin, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
A beautiful view is waiting for you. Hometown Glass and Improvement are your trusted pros for new windows and sunrooms. Schedule your free estimate now and choose from an amazing selection of windows. Hometown Glass carries over 10 top brands, and you can visit their showroom at North 7171 Raceway Road in Beaver Dam. Check them out online at Hometown Glass and Improvement or call 887-3757 to schedule your free estimate today.
It's easier than ever to check your annual mammogram off your to-do list. Walk into Prairie Ridge Health in Columbus on the last Tuesday of any month to get your yearly mammogram. No appointment or referral needed. If you're over 40 years old and due for a yearly screening mammogram, just bring your insurance card and the name of your physician with you. Visit anytime between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. on the last Tuesday of every month. Learn more about the walk-in program and confirm upcoming dates at prairieridge.health.
Breathe easier with JB Mechanical's air quality solutions. Say goodbye to dust mites, pet dander, and pollutants in your home. JB Mechanical's team of experts will assess your home's needs and recommend the best solutions to ensure the air you breathe is healthy and safe. A properly designed, installed, and maintained HVAC system can improve your air quality. Poorly done? It can spread dust, allergens, and bacteria. Invest in your comfort today and give JB Mechanical a call. Online at jbmechllc.com, your proud trained dealer.
At Gruber Lofts, we take great pride in helping those who have trusted us after a serious accident. Our team has the knowledge, resources, and experience to get you the results you deserve. Don't wait to get the help you need. Make the right call. Call Gruber Lofts today, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, One call, that's all.
A show that's so good, you could hang up an in-season tournament banner for it. The Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. This is 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Welcome back to the Damn Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. The Milwaukee Brewers welcome in the Philadelphia Phillies for a three-game set this weekend. As Phillies coming in, they were struggling to start the season. It was kind of almost like they were pulling up on the New York Mets game, just trying to lose every game possible for about 3 weeks. They figured it out. They look like one of those World Series contenders that we've kind of grown accustomed to with them. And the part that myself and I think every baseball fan in Milwaukee, in Philadelphia, are excited for with this series is we're going to be watching two of the best pitchers in the game of baseball. Jacob Mizorowski, actually, I've got a stat that I just found out today. It blew me away. Are you ready for this?
Tell me it, Walter.
In the Miz's last seven starts, he has a 0.20 ERA.
Wow.
That is the third lowest ERA in a seven-start stretch in baseball since 1913. The third lowest. The only two were in 1968. And by the way, that was the year right before they lowered the mound again, where it made it a little more challenging on pitchers. And that was Bob Gitson and Don Drysdale, two of the better pitchers in that era. So to have somebody like the Miz in year two, coming up on that first year anniversary, he's doing things that we have never seen before in baseball.
Yeah, that he's insane. What I think is disappointing, but I get it. This is out of our control. I wish we were getting the Miz and Sanchez matchup on the same night.
I know.
But, like, I know you can't, like, obviously we can't, like, you know, do that. You know, they have, like, pitching rotations or whatnot. But that would have been awesome.
Well, in Christopher Sanchez last year, he was the unanimous second place NL Cy Young guy, only behind Paul Skenes, who had a historic season himself. This is poised to be one of the best Cy Young races in our lifetime.
Yeah.
You still have Shohei Ohtani out there. I didn't even mention
him. Why did you have to bring up that team?
Well, because he's going to be in the mix.
Yeah, I know, but ew.
It's such a loaded top of the pitching game in the NL right now. And Sanchez, too. I mean, he had his own history earlier in the year. He broke the Philadelphia Phillies scoreless inning streak at one point. That was a record that lasted for 115 years. He went 50 and two-thirds innings without allowing a run. So stretch that out. That's over five starts worth, a five games worth of nine-inning baseball. He's going to go. This is the fun part, too. He's going against Kyle Harrison.
Yeah. Like, it is such going to be a pitching duel in Milwaukee this weekend.
On Sunday, for Kyle Harrison versus Christopher Sanchez, you're talking about a game that you almost can't get up and run to the restroom, go get nachos, because you're going to miss an inning and a half.
Yeah. And I just looked up Miz's and Sanchez's ERAs. Miz is 1.5.
It's pretty good.
Sanchez is 1.54. Wow. Miz is 1.50.
Well, the tip, I guess the edge that would go to the Miz, too, if they like voted today on who was going to win, you also have to factor in all the strikeouts, league-leading in strikeouts, well over 100 at this point. The other thing that keeps blowing everybody away every time he goes out there, he's setting record after record for his velocity and the ability to keep that arm fresh even late in games. He's a starter. Usually you see these relievers that can get up into 100, 200, and 3. They're pitching at most 25, 30 pitches in an inning, and it's one inning a game. You're leaving it all out there.
Yeah.
The Miz has seven innings to do this, Dobes.
I know. Walter, if you had to pick one of the pitchers to face, Miz, Sanchez, Ohtani, who are you picking?
Like the odds of me getting a hit against one of them?
Yes.
Well, first of all, none of them.
Well, no doubt, but like, all right, fine. Let's change it to who do you think you would be like most scared of to face?
Oh, The Miz. It's not even close.
Yeah, same. It's not that Sanchez and Ohtani aren't good players or pitchers, but that's coming at my at me 100 or plus miles per hour. I think I would jump, like, out of the way.
Well, and you know how when somebody, what, I'm trying to think of an example. Like, if I broke a mug in your house for, like, three times in the space of a couple months, then all of a sudden when I come over, even a year later, if I haven't broken it, you start worry when you see the mug.
Yeah.
The Miz had control issues last year.
Yeah.
That's going to be in the back of my head when I'm standing up there in the box. What if this one gets away? What if 103 comes right off the dome up here? No shot am I standing in there against The Miz. Not a chance in hell you could pay me enough.
I would be, like, genuinely scared.
I've brought it up on the show before. There's a movie, Rookie of the Year, early 90s movie for the Chicago Cubs. I know that's the only drawback of that movie. But he stands in the back left corner of the batter's box. Mm-hmm. He's crouching down, and he basically falls the second the ball leaves the pitcher's hand. That would be me every single time with The Miz.
When you hit The Miz, and I know it doesn't happen often, but when you do, your hands, like, have to hurt, right?
Unless you're getting it right on the sweet spot of the bat, that's the best feeling ever.
Oh, could you imagine getting jammed? That has to, like, I remember getting jammed in softball, and, like, your whole hands start to, like, tingle. Because you, like, hit a nerve or something. Could you imagine that? And that was, like, 50 miles an hour for me. Could you imagine double that? Oh, I don't even want to think about this.
Well, the other part, too, is that when you think about The Miz, when you have now, you have wooden bats.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you get jammed and it breaks, that's one thing. What happens when you were playing high school Jacob Mizorowski with an aluminum bat?
Oh, my gosh.
You got jammed with an aluminum bat. First of all, you might break the bat still at 100 miles an hour. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I, no, no, I would be, you'd have to, like, amputate my arms. I'd be done.
You would have to, like, force me into that batter's box.
That would, I would pay an awful lot of money to watch you in the batter's box get some Miz. I don't have a lot of money, but what I do have, I would probably throw over there and make that happen.
That would be, I bet, you know, Miz is such a good guy. I bet he'd let us do it.
He'd probably throw it soft for you. You'd probably.
I'll have my people reach out to his people.
Yeah, well, that's another one of your friends here in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think Jason ever apologized to Micah for me.
Not yet. We'll have to keep asking him about that.
I don't think he understood what I meant.
Well, it is a beautiful Friday in Beaver Dam. The sun is out. The work week is almost done. And we're going to wrap up the Dam Sports Show right after the break. We're going to come back. And it's time for some Friday trivia. That's coming up next here on the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. Lows dip down to about 59 tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 80. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies, tomorrow night, chance of thunderstorms, lows dip down to about 53. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Currently, it's 77 degrees.
ESPN Beaver Dam weather updates are brought to you by JB Mechanical. Before the heat takes your home to extra innings, call JB Mechanical for AC tune-ups, repairs, and installs. So whether it's your scoreboard or your thermostat, the numbers stay right where you want them.
Hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland. Beaver Dam and Watertown, our June clearance event is going strong, and you can save big on store-wide clearance merchandise. Take advantage of one-offs, discontinued merchandise, and things that we just need to replace with brand new items. We have sofas starting as little as $299, lamps starting as little as $50, and coffee table and end table sets starting as low as $199. Our recliner chairs start as little as $199, out with the old and in with the new, and an additional 25% off of all of our accessories. That includes all of our accents, all of our wall art, and so much more. Now, if you want to save big, Power Bases is where you save big. Did you know we have Power Bases starting as little as $299? Take advantage of mattress savings with Sealy mattresses starting as little as $299 and queen-size memory foam mattresses on sale for as little as $99. Save big during our clearance event going the month of June. Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam, and Watertown.
You've got to try the new TikTok diet.
Just ask Chat.
I just take blue-green algae.
You just have to eat kale. Kale, kale, kale.
I read you should put butter in your coffee.
Or you could trust your gut.
When it comes to your energy, digestion, and overall health, how do you know what's actually right for you? That's where Viome comes in. Viome is a simple at-home gut health test that looks at your body's real-time biology using RNA to show what's going on inside you right now. Not trends, not guesses, your biology. With your results, Viome gives you clear, personalized, actionable guidance. Which foods help you, which ones don't, and which supplements your body actually can benefit from. All based on the world's largest gut health databases and thousands of clinical research studies. Many people who use Viome report better digestion, more energy, and an improved mood within months. So stop guessing. Start knowing.
And maybe still eat the kale?
Maybe. Learn more at Viome.com/know. V as in Victor, Iome.com/KNOW. And use coupon code VIOME50 to save $50 off your purchase.
And eat everything blue.
No, thank you.
Local scores, local interviews, local recreational results, and local sports news. Stay up to date with all the latest on the local sports scene by liking ESPN Beaver Dam on Facebook.
There's power in your smile. Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster from Columbus Family Dental. Your smile can make or break a day, start a conversation, even double a dose of courage. At Columbus Family Dental, we're committed to protecting your grin from ear to ear. Young and old, orthodontics to cosmetics, we're here to make it that much easier to share your smile. Columbus Family Dental is now accepting every kind of smile. Call us today for a free, no-pressure consultation at 623-5559.
Sometimes they have no idea what they're saying out loud. Isn't that what local sports talk is all about? Hear more shenanigans now on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and the Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards and Wupon.
Oh, it's a beautiful Friday in South Central Wisconsin. We're here to round out the week for you guys, and it is time for some Friday trivia. And of course, we had Dobbs' favorite person in the world, Taylor Swift, bringing us in here.
Well, of course, because she just got inducted into the the Songwriters Hall of Fame, youngest person to do it, by the way.
I did not know that.
Yes, and she got it last night. Travis Kelce was in attendance, as was Donna Kelce. So, big moment for her.
Oh, wow. I'm very excited for her.
I mean, that's what we're celebrating tonight.
Does she still write all of her own songs?
She always has. And okay. I don't like the tone that you asked that.
It was a sincere question.
It better have been a sincere question.
Sometimes you just want to learn something, and then shame on me for asking the question.
No. I'm not upset that you asked the question. I love that you want to learn. I love that you love to learn. However, don't say it in a negative tone.
I don't think I had a tone, but that's fine.
That is. All righty.
Time for trivia.
Yes. Walter, are you ready?
I was born ready.
Okay, we're starting with sports. Which MLB player had a pet alligator that he kept in his hotel bathroom during spring training?
An MLB player?
Yep.
Can you at least tell me if this has been in the last, like, 25 years?
Yes. Let me look at how old this guy
is. It has been in the last 25 years.
No. It has not been in the last 25 years.
All right, so I'm trying to think of an eccentric player from like the 80s or 90s.
I am not 25, more like 30.
Okay, so late 90s. Somebody strange. I don't know why. I'm thinking of someone like Manny Ramirez, but that would have been more recent anyways. How about Gary Sheffield?
Nope. Oh, sorry. It was Wade Boggs.
Wade Boggs. He's also infamous for his airplane ride. I'm sure you've heard that story before.
No.
He housed something like 60 beers on a cross-country flight.
What?
I've got to find the exact number. That's going to bother me otherwise.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Wade Boggs beer story. All right, so the actual, it was allegedly, mind you, in 1994, he had 73 beers on a cross-country flight, and he hit 107 beers in a single day.
Oh my gosh.
Genuinely remarkable. Wisconsinite at his truest self.
That's crazy.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. All right. Next.
Okay. What common food can be used to make a battery because it conducts electricity?
I think this is a fruit.
No. Well, no.
Ooh, what was that a hint unintentionally?
Sure. Take it as you will, sir.
I was gonna something you could plug into. I would have thought it was like an orange or something like that.
An orange?
Yeah, it's like something that I don't know what else would conduct electricity, and it's not a fruit.
No.
Oh boy.
Wally, people would like make these for science fair projects.
Oh, it's a potato.
Yep.
That was a big hint. I appreciate that a lot.
Of course. All right.
Okay.
What NHL team once used a live bear cub as its mascot?
It's got to be the Boston Bruins, right? Got to be the Bruins. Original six. That feels like
That's
something.
That's crazy.
Sad story is I'm a Pittsburgh Penguins fan.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say it's been about 60 years now. They had a live penguin. And
aww.
I'm pretty sure not only did it die in captivity while they were using it as a mascot, they then stuffed him and put him out so that people could like take pictures of this poor penguin about
oh my gosh,
50,
that's
60
terrible.
Years ago.
Wally, that's terrible.
I'm with you. I think the penguins are the top three animal in the world to me, but it's like, whoa. It's crazy how different times are than a little while ago. But hey, yeah, so penguin... no longer a live mascot. Neither's a little bear cub.
Yeah. All right. What NFL player once celebrated a touchdown by pretending to moon the crowd?
That's Randy Moss.
Yes, you knew that one.
At Lambeau. We actually asked Jason Wilde about that
recently. Yeah, the other day.
That's one that's still a heck of a game, that one. But yeah, that was not a great day for Walter. Joe Buck in the Packer faithful there.
You know ball.
Trying. Next. Welcome back to the damn
Whoa.
Show here on 14.
Sorry.
What did you just do?
I don't know.
I feel like I got incepted. I had to hear my own voice while I'm talking. Sorry. I hate that.
Sorry. I meant to click a hot button we have that says, do we know ball? But it must have gotten overridden because that was a whole segment.
Just going to play that going into Homer. That's
yeah,
fair.
Yeah. All what right. country has more sheep than people by a ratio of about 5-1?
All right, this is either going to be like Scotland or it's going to be or it's going to be somewhere like Uzbekistan. Am I close to either?
No.
How about Peru?
Good answer though. That would be llamas though.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking. I don't have the faintest clue.
New Zealand.
Get out of here.
Yeah?
Nonsense.
All right, last one. What animal's heart is so large a human could crawl through its arteries?
A blue whale.
How'd you know that?
Because it's the largest animal on God's green earth.
Yeah, true.
I'm going to be crawling through those atriums. I'm going to get all up in that heart.
How did you even know about an atrium? You know what? I don't want
to
know.
Not the only heart I'm trying to get into today. We're going into the weekend on a good note. Tell you what. Thank you guys for tuning along for us all week. We'll be back same time, same place next week for more of the Damn Sports Show. Have a great weekend, everybody. Homer Hour coming up next.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought.